Today is the 19th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. So I'm having to record these like as early in the morning as possible. I don't know. I just kind of come home from work, really tired, play with my little one for about 2 hours, put her to bed. And then by midnight, I am shattered. And usually I would wake up kind of like early hours of the morning to do this. But I find my body waking up later and later. And so I'm going to need to address that. So we are going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from John 17, 20 to 21. And it says this. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that they have sent me. Yeah.
Let your glory be upon all the earth.
And so, Father, we pray for forgiveness, and we ask that you change us and help us see what it is most important in our lives as your disciples. Father God, we ask you to break down the barriers that divide us into different religious groups and help us find unity around things and the one that matters most. The name of Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Abba Father. Good morning, brother. Good morning, friend. Let your glory be upon all the earth. 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 So you would have heard me say good morning. And that's just because I think the first thing we should do in the morning is wake up and say good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, El Shaddai. Good morning, my provider. Good morning, my Elohim. Good morning, my light. Good morning, my compass, my direction. Good morning, my protector. Good morning, my safety. Good morning, the God that splits the seas. Good morning to you. Good morning, and thank you for waking me up, for waking us up this morning. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. We welcome you with open arms, and we say we love you and thank you for joining us on this journey. And for those of us that have been here for a while, you know exactly why we are here. Let's worship our King. Let's worship our King.
I can search through all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you.
Yeah.
There is none like you.
You know, know, this week has been my first week of social media, and I've really been reflecting and asking God, what does he see? What does he hear? And I just keep hearing overcome, 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 overcomers. And I really truly believe that your worship is fighting for you in the courts of heaven. Let our King be lifted up, Hosanna. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire. And those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God. Revelations 15, verse 2. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. High in your life, but we just want to lift him that much higher, because he's a good God. He's a God that splits the seas. He's a God that walks on water. He's a God that turns water into wine. He's a God that can take dust and make it into man. So that's the God that we serve, and so we want to lift his name higher. We want to reverence him on this day. At whatever time you are listening to this, at whatever chance you get to worship him today, just use the opportunity today to say, God, I lift you high. I lift you high over everything. I lift you high. I lift you high. makata raba senderebo shakata yiketerebo shandara baba baba siketerebo shanga.
Let our King be lifted high. Let our King, let our King be lifted high. Hosanna. For you have won the victory.
Everybody listening to the sound of my voice, will you lift up your voice and sing
hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Have won the victory. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have won it all for me. Oh, death could not hold you. For you are the risen King. Seated in majesty.
Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? 1 Corinthians 15:55. Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? Where is the sting of death? When we serve an almighty God, when we serve a God that answered by fire, when we serve a God that delivered Daniel out of the lion's den, when we serve a God who conquered death, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Our God is good. Oh, yes, He is good. How long do you have to be reminded that you are victorious? And how long do you have to be reminded that you are an overcomer? Let your faith kick in today. As you go throughout your day, remember, oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? And so our declaration of the day says, I declare, I am a minister of reconciliation and I am a peacemaker. I declare, I am a minister of reconciliation and I am a peacemaker. This is my declaration. And so, Father, our prayer this week is help us, O God, because like all children of men, we need your daily grace. Yesterday's blessings can can encourage but will not take care of the burdens of today, may we know thee as the shepherd of our lives and eternal soul. May our fears be dissolved by faith in thee, and through the power of thy love, help us to love and manifest the spirit of love under all circumstances to all people. May our life be a glory to thyself and a help to our fellow men and rewarding to us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to Heart of Worship. We welcome you into the family. And I want to thank you for joining us on this journey. We are on all the social media platforms. So Heart of Worship is on Facebook, which I have something planned for that platform very soon. But if you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. I am currently on a social media break, so please bear with me if you do reach out to me. Replies will be slow, but I will be checking them every Monday. There are a few things coming up here on Heart of Worship. So if you are a mommy, we have our Mothers and Worship taking place on the 4th of August. Registration for that is still open. So if you want to head over to my link on Instagram and click the link and purchase a ticket and register. I cannot wait to worship with all my mothers. We are getting ready for our Heart of Worship Live, and so our tickets for that go on sale on the 3rd of September, which coincides with my wedding anniversary. So we will be 8 years on the 3rd of September. So it's going to be a very, very, very special day. With all that said, family, thank you so much for keeping me in your prayers. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I forgot to say that we have a Spotify playlist for you all. So if you want to go to Spotify and type in Heart of Worship Podcast or JC May, you will find a Spotify playlist for you to help you continue in your line of worship. But that's it from me. I will see you tomorrow. Take care. I love you. Bye.